Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read a book, which should be very helpful on how to read a book, because it's in fact called that. How to Read a Book. It was written by Kwame Alexander, and the art is by Melissa Sweet. And it's read today by Mommy and
Howard. And shields up, that's my faith.
Ooh, Howard, who says shields up. Well, my shields are way up. Are you ready?
Shields up, boom, boom, that's my faith.
Yeah. He's a hero, clearly. Are you ready, Howard?
Of course I am.
Let's go. All right. When we open the book, we can see there's a lot of stuff going on in these pages. These pages are full of stuff. We see a kid on some mountains, maybe, under a thunderstorm. And the page says, first, find a tree. A black tupelo or dawn redwood will do. And plant yourself. It's okay if you prefer a stoop. Like Langston Hughes. Ah, I see what they're saying. They're saying, go to find a place that you can be in the shade and sit down. Once you're comfy, peel its gentle skin like you would a clementine. The color of sunrise. Ah, and in this picture, we see a boy with a giant orange book. So we don't peel the book, do we? No, we open the book, but it feels like maybe you know how when you open a little cutie orange and, or a clementine, is what they're called. You peel off the skin and then there's all the yummy juicy stuff inside. That's sort of what a book is like. The scent of morning air and sweet butterfly kisses. Yeah, when you have a good book, you open it up and it almost has a fragrance to it. In fact, some books have a fragrance to them. And I have to say, I'm quite partial to the smell of a new book. Next, dig your thumb at the bottom of each juicy section and pop the words out. Like maybe Little Jack Horner, who sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie and put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I? That one. Yeah, words have a tendency to be like fruit. Some words can be juicy and sweet. Some words can be tart. And some words don't taste good at all when they come out of your mouth. But in this picture, we can see a book and the words being pulled out of it are once upon a time. Piece by piece, part by part, page by rustling page. For that is what it sounds like when the pages turn, they rustle. Then, when the sun is so quiet, watch a novel world unfurl right before your eyes. A novel is a kind of book, but it's also an idea.
You know, my friend Queen used to love graphic novels.
Yeah, graphic novels are another fun thing to look at because those worlds are drawn for you instead of just have words. I like both. Surprise! It's a book party stacked with all your favorite friends, a picnic of words and sounds in leaps and bounds. And in the picture, when we open it up, my goodness, we can see a lot of books. Books about animals, right? Books about people, about ways of getting here and there. About flowers, maybe? Birds? All sorts of interesting things. Music? So get real cozy between the covers and let your fingers wander as they wander. Let me say that again. And let your fingers wander as they wander. It's very interesting how I've said that, isn't it? So when I say the word wonder, what I mean is to think about something and to consider it. I'm going to wonder about that. I wonder. I'm thinking about this. I'm puzzling over it. I'm considering this thing. And when I say wander, which is different than wonder, wander, I'm saying I'm going to go for a walk, and I don't know where I'm going to walk. I'm just going to get out there and wander around and move here and move there and not have a clear direction. I'm just going to move. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sound similar, but they're different. Squeeze every morsel of each plump line until the last drop of magic drips from the infinite sky. Oh my goodness, that is really savoring a book, isn't it? Do you have a book that you think, I just want to read this over and over and over again? Mm-hmm. And every time I read it, I find something new and beautiful about it. I have so many of those books. And bursts of orange explode beneath a perfect purple moon. This is a fun book to read because the pages have little things to do in them and little things to look at. That's like a miniature book within a big book, isn't it? Yeah. Don't rush through. Your eyes need time to taste. Your soul needs room to bloom. Now, sleep, dream, hope. You never reach the end. And what a very beautiful way to think and to feel. Because you really don't know when you'll reach the end, do you? So we have to live each day to our fullest. And when we read books that are full of beauty, we have to live while we're reading those books as if this book is the most important thing. Boy, take every moment, every book that you read, and capture it. And make it mean something, and make it worthy, and make it good, and make it beautiful, and share it with the people that you love. Have passions, and grow. And that, our good friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.